Proposed changes to the health insurance plan include removing nearly 4,000 part-time workers, reducing eligibility for spouses, and redirecting over $4.5 million in insurance-related tax savings from school districts. Governor Beebe says what comes out of the special session still will not resolve fundamental issues with the insurance program.
They're still small in the big scheme of things and incremental. If anybody thinks this is the end-all and the cure-all and the be-all of all this stuff, I suspect they'll be dealing with it for a while. What they did in October last year was the biggest help because it was new real money from the state to teacher insurance.
Similarly, Beebe says additional funds to provide 600 new beds for inmates will help better the situation but not solve underlying issues. Republican State Senator Jim Hendren chairs the task force studying public school health insurance and says for most people, a projected premium increase of 35% will be reduced to 10%. Hendren says many of the part-time workers may find themselves navigating the health insurance marketplace looking for subsidies set up under the Affordable Care Act or utilizing the private option, Arkansas's modification of Medicaid expansion, also part of the ACA. Beebe says he's confident the votes are already in place to pass the legislation in 3 days, the minimum allowed under law. The session begins June 30th. Members will convene in the old State House, since the House of Representatives chamber is currently under renovation. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.